House Oversight Committee looked into this situation, looking in particular at the fact that New York State Developmental Centers have a reimbursement rate of $5,000 per patient per day. They found that the reimbursements were uncovered by Medicaid officials in Washington as early as 2007. It was a routine review. It came up. They realized there were these overpayments, but as the chairman of the committee reported, the federal officials did nothing about it.
And the state itself has acknowledged that there have been overpayments. Has the state done anything about it?
Well, what they both are doing together is, they tell me, drawing up a new reimbursement formula and structure. We know very little about how Medicaid funding for these institutions and for the developmentally disabled will work in the future. The committee was unable to get very pertinent details as to how it would work. So it's under review, it's a work in progress, and we'll see what happens.
You did mention this has come before a congressional committee. What committee is that, and how did this get the attention of Congress?
It's the House Oversight and Governmental Affairs Committee, I believe is the title. And it came to the attention of Congress through the Poughkeepsie Journal's reporting. In his letter to the director of the Medicaid program, Marilyn Taverner, Darrell Issa, the chairman, acknowledged that the journal basically was the first to report this situation in 2010. And in that context, he had said that even though the committee found that the overpayments had been uncovered in 2007, the federal government did nothing about it. I should also add that the journal's reporting led to an audit by the Inspector General for the Medicaid program in Washington. That audit was released last May, and it said much the same thing, that there were huge overpayments. It only looked at 1 year, namely 2009, and it found $701 million in overpayments for that 1 year alone.
You mentioned that the payment is roughly just over $5,000 per patient per client. Now, that is the payment that should be made, or that is the payment that has been made with the overpayment?
That is the Medicaid reimbursement rate. The federal government pays about half that rate, and New York pays the other half. In other words, New York puts up 50% of the money, and because they do, the feds guarantee that they will match that. So it's a Medicaid match, as we call it, and as a result, the reimbursement rate is put at $5,118 per day. It is not the actual cost of care, it is the rate, which raises another question as to why they both don't align. But what happened over the years is, as we all as a society decided that it would be better to care for developmentally disabled people in the community, the federal government and New York State worked together to set up a reimbursement structure to allow that to happen. And there was an incentive in the rate or in the formula. As people were placed in the community, New York was allowed to keep two-thirds of the federal reimbursement. For every person it placed out in the community, it could still keep collecting money for them. So this was viewed as a way to get people out into the community, to provide an impetus to put people into the community. But as the rate rose from something on the order of $43 in the 70s to about $2,000 in the 90s to $5,000 now, it became an incentive rather to keep people institutionalized. New York was making so much money on this rate and using it to support other programs that it found it was very difficult to keep its promise to close developmental centers.
So what happens now, Marianne? What is the Congressional Committee doing, and what's the status right now?
Well, the Congressional Committee has told me they will likely hold hearings. A date has not been set. What usually happens is a report is issued as a result of the hearing. We also have the Inspector General's report saying that there are these huge overpayments. And at the same time, New York State and the federal government are working on setting up a new funding structure. The thing is that that is not going to take, it's going to take 5 years to put into place. And during that time, New York will continue to collect that $5,000 a person per day. And that, you know, is viewed as highly unsatisfactory by the Congressional Committee. They are calling for the payments to stop immediately, and further for the federal Medicaid program to look into ways to possibly recover the money. That is a big long shot, but that's what they would like to see.